listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths with your news briefing. The family of a Perth police officer who was killed in Adelaide in 1994 has thanked police for never giving up. Dominic Perry has been convicted of murdering Jeffrey Bowen and injuring lawyer Peter Wallace in the parcel bombing of the National Crime Authority office. Mr. Bowen's brother-in-law, David Gorton, says it's a relief.
Whilst many years have passed, this criminal act has remained at the forefront of our thoughts. Today's guilty verdict will allow us to move forward, knowing the individual who caused Jeffrey's death, amongst other serious crimes, has finally been convicted.
A police officer has been stood down from operational duties as he faces alleged firearm offences. Two charges have been levelled against the 48-year-old sergeant from the Midwest Gascoyne. That includes one count of possessing a prohibited weapon, being a gel blaster. The federal government is urgently reviewing the COVID vaccine deals signed off by the former coalition government. It's being led by a senior public servant to determine if any changes are required. Health Minister Mark Butler says they need to know if our supplies are secure.
It is entirely proper, I think, that we conduct an independent review of those arrangements to ensure that they are fit for purpose, both now, over the course of the rest of the year, and into 2023.
A short course training program is being credited as a solution for WA's shortage of skilled workers. The state government says its Drillers Offsite Job Ready program is helping to meet demand in the sector.
Listener.